You said that you helped your daughter through college.
Oh, yeah. That's the reason. Yes, sir. She'd like to talk to her. Oh, she's working now in Porterville, Missouri. She's been up there 20 years.
Yes,
I put her in college at 9 years old. She had her 10th birthday in college.
She did.
I saw why I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw why the parents missed it. You see, they didn't know. They said, some of them school teacher, you know. My father was a better scholar than I was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I studied a whole lot at home. I could read books and I took lessons at home from the folks above me. I didn't figure anything commonly. I wanted to figure if you have mixed bales of cotton, you know, and the seed and weighed up like that. I didn't figure to let anything common like that. I called myself trying to master 8th grade, but I don't understand square root too much.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't figure so much.
Did you attend Rust?
Sir?
Where did you go to college?
MNI College.
I'm sorry.
MNI.
I see.
West of the Rust. They're working over there now on it, on building houses. Mm-hmm. In Holly Springs.
Mm-hmm. And did your daughter go there?
That's why she finished. I put her in there. That was our denomination, you know, the same. There ain't nothing to it, but some of them went over to the Rust, all of them to college. But see, that was built up after the governor cut out the school, and we had a school in Holly Springs. Now, the folks beyond me, there's a good many graduates around the neighborhood above me that finished high school in Holly Springs. You see, my uncles, my father's brothers, all of them, they went to the state school at Old State Norman.
Oh.
And the governor, we had a governor, Mr. Vardaman, he knocked it out.
Why was that?
Sir?
Why was that? Why did he knock it out?
Well, I don't know. I reckon the state needed the money, or wanted the money for something else or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the folks there was going to school around then. As a state school, and then part of them was going to the Rust, but they going there. My wife's father went to that school. My father didn't go. He wanted to go to the Rust, but he said he didn't see the place. He saw it like I was. It's hard to see it. So my uncle and they went to the state normal over there.
Mm-hmm.
And a good many people around the neighborhood, you know, got the high school diplomas.
Mm-hmm.
But after he knocked that out, that was the cause of my college. Bishop Cottrell said that one needed something. I was bishop for the folk that need to go to school, so he went round and got my college. Because I've been, why not? The boy, I went over a little bit after Christmas, never did make a full tour. I must go round over there and try to catch on a little bit to him. I hitched his buggy up. A fellow was working with him and drove him to the station. And he went to New York, caught a train, went to New York, made a speech. And old Andrew Carnegie, he was trying to get up $25,000 to build a building. Old Andrew Carnegie told him, well, said, Bishop, why don't you just build your $50,000 college? He told him, well, he just couldn't, if he could get 25, that would help. Probably he could go further, but he wanted, our people is poor and they ain't had a chance. He just, if he could get that, we just want to keep going. So, well, if you want it, just set 50,000, don't set 25,000 no more. If you want 100,000, don't set 25. Say, whatever you get, I'm going to match it. So I'm going to match whatever you get. So don't say, you trying to get a $25,000, just quit talking it. And just say a $50,000 building. Because I'm going to match whatever you get. So he wouldn't go over $25,000. He said, you just tell the truth. He figured that about as far as he could go at it. So then they went to the $50,000 college.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they call it, part that building over there named after.
That's how it started. What was his name?
Andrew